The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, this is The Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell right over there.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how are you guys? Welcome in.
Doing well.
Yeah. You know what we used to do at the beginning of the show? We do the what are you drinking? Remember we used to do that?
Yeah.
We haven't done it since our new iteration. What are you drinking? You drinking anything? Or you're recovering from yesterday?
Yeah. Water.
Yeah, recovering from yesterday.
H2O.
I'm normally drinking a White Claw, but water today.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I'm drinking a sweet water hazy IPA, tropical high. Have you had these before, David?
Sweet water?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty the good. Golden Road one.
It's pretty good. They're pretty tasty. Try it sometime.
Is it sweet?
It's pretty good, but I don't know about sweet. I think, you know, like a Snickers is sweet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Sweetwater is where I bought a lot of my musical equipment from.
They make beer and music equipment?
No, it's different company.
Oh, same name.
But these guys are out of Atlanta, Georgia. So anyway, welcome in, family. Welcome back. Memorial Day
was... Mindy drinking.
Oh, Mindy, what are you drinking?
H2O. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this is why we stopped doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody's drinking anything fancy. So you guys, Memorial Day was yesterday. You guys had a party. Did you have it at your house or in your complex area, or did you go somewhere?
We went to a friend's house who has a pool.
Yeah, it wasn't really even a party. It was just a few of us.
Yeah,
nice.
Get together.
It was more like, hey, I made four steaks. Let's eat.
That's cool. Okay. So that sounds like, was it hot? Was the weather hot there? Did you get in the
pool? Until later. Then the wind kicked up.
Yeah. Of course it does.
Oh,
yeah.
Good old wind.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out of the pool? Freezing.
Oh. You know, that's crazy. Here in Florida, the ocean water is warm. Of course, you guys know that because you've been here. Mm-hmm. And our pool water is like really warm right now.
It's awesome. Yeah, we weren't getting into our pool this time of year in California. It was usually late middle of June, probably a month from now, and when it started getting into the hundreds. But yeah, now here we were in it in April. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's kind of nice. Get to enjoy the pool a little bit more. That's the difference.
That's something we want next house. We want a pool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, join the pool club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have, you know, we'll just go out there in the middle of the day, just sit, lay on a raft,
yep.
Take a little 30-minute nap. It's nice. Anything else to report? How was your weekend? You guys have a long weekend. How was that?
It was very fun. We went to Vegas.
What?
My Navy buddy came out and met us in Vegas.
Well, that's cool.
So he flew to Vegas and we just picked him up at the airport and hung out.
Yeah. Jesse and Cheryl, we meet them once a year mm-hmm. in Vegas, and this was the annual trip. We've done it 4 years in a row now. So yeah, we watched some shows, had some good food. It was a good time.
Good. Good. That sounds like I like, you know, Vegas is fun.
It's fun for that.
Although every time we go to them, there's always something a little shaky.
Yeah.
It's like something has to not work out. The rooms were really crazy. Checking in was not fun.
In what way?
Well, I had to upgrade to be near them, and then we upgraded, and then we get off the elevator and there's like so much dust in the air, and there's construction going on right across from their room.
It looks like they were in the big suite that's right out of the elevator. And it was a makeshift door. It looked like they just like took the door off and then put a fake one up.
Yeah.
Cause it was like flimsy. and they were coming in and out of it, and there was dust everywhere.
It was terrible. And we had to walk, you know, and we stayed at Caesars, which we'll never do again. And we had to walk, you know, to this tower and then to that tower. And then we finally went to our tower and our key wasn't, you know,
working
right. So then we had to go. So we left the boys who were super frustrated. And then we went to the front, you know, and complained basically nicely, and then had to get new rooms. It was just beginning of the trip was, you know, bad luck per huge.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, I know you say you never do this, but like, that's one of those moments where it's like, hey, can I get a different room? Cause this one's dusty and I'm about to die.
Oh, we both got different rooms, and all we had for our room was a key that didn't work, but they upgraded us both.
Hey, that's so funny that we just talked about it and you guys said you never do it. Not that you were, in this case, you were forced to do it, but I think that that's interesting. It actually ended up coming. We talked it into reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I complained. I was like, this is not okay. And I gave him a terrible review on Google. Mm. Yeah. So we also got $50 food vouchers each. So
did you use them? Where'd you use them?
Yes, we did. David went to the Monte Cristo cigar bar.
Okay.
And
they allowed me to charge and use the credit on my cigar.
Oh, well, they said that it was good for Monte Cristo. And then at the end, when we were cashing out, they didn't take off the $50. So then I had to go back to the front desk and ask them, where's our $50 credit that we got? And she said, oh, you didn't go anywhere that gets the credit. And I said, We went to Monte Cristo. It's right here. So she had to go find the pamphlet. And then she's like, oh, you're right. Sorry about that. So Caesar's is trash.
Yeah. Other than that, though, it was great. We golfed one day. And Stephanie and his wife drove the carts. And we just, you know, we had a caddy. It's kind of nice. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So tell me, I know I'm asking a lot about Vegas, but so it must have been a really short trip. Was it like Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I mean, what are we talking about here? I know you had a 4-day weekend, but.
Yeah, it was Thursday through Sunday. So okay, we came back Sunday.
That's great.
And then the barbecue Monday.
That's great. Cool. That sounds like you guys had a great weekend. I don't know what we did.
Yeah. What did you guys do?
Nothing. I don't think we did anything. Honestly.
That's the best weekend ever.
We worked one of the days, like all day.
Yeah.
It was Monday. We literally worked all day.
Yeah, yesterday we were working on doing video editing and stuff.
And then we didn't really do anything on the weekend.
Yeah, we didn't. It was weird. I didn't even, you know, I it was one of those weird moments where I'm like, hey, so this is me texting Stephanie. So, hey, we have, it's my cousin Scott and Danielle came through town. They went down to Miami over the weekend and drove through today, and they visited us. We spent about 3 hours with them, and we thought maybe they might want to stay because it's a long drive, but they decided not to. And they had told me that yesterday, but before that I was like, Stephanie, would you guys be cool with recording on Monday? Like, yeah, we have a barbecue, but we want to, you know, head out early. And I was like, barbecue, are you doing like a work barbecue? Totally.
You didn't even realize.
Yeah. It's weird when you don't realize holidays other than the major ones, right? Like you don't realize the Monday holidays when you're not, you know, so we worked all day, but, so let's get into this. Cause it's kind of correlates with work, to be honest, with the work that we're doing anyway. So, let me play the jingle. Have to play the jingle. There's always something I forget. When we start the podcast, we go, okay, do we have everything? And this time I forgot to plug in directly to the internet so that I have a clearer picture of you guys. So you guys are a little less clear this podcast, unfortunately.
It's the same thing. We look clear. And if we look at our little picture, it's clear, but you guys are a little blurry.
Maybe it's the internet waves. Maybe there's traffic on the internet freeways.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of like prime time. You know, everyone's off here, so more people are on the internet, slows it all up.
Is that true? Is that a thing to ponder? Is that really true? I mean, I've heard it, but is it really true?
I feel like there's a bandwidth that it deals with. I think it's true.
Yeah, it's all cables and signals,
storage.
Yeah.
Jeez.
405 freeway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of traffic right now. Isn't that weird? That's another thing to ponder. I make fun of that. We had said it one time on the Jason Mindy podcast where I'm like, there's literally people talking and it's all around us.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It's all around us. Like people, conversations in invisible conversations in the air. It's really crazy to think about. Whoever was able to harness that and capture that, what an amazing feat.
Oh, that was a sex pic.
Yeah, exactly. It's all traveling around. It's wild to think about that. I mean, music, people are sending MP3s. You sent me the song Dirty Till It's Clean over text. That, I didn't see it. It just, there it was.
All right. Satellite.
How fast did that travel?
Well, let's get into this because we've been navigating this as of late. So, you know, we've been doing the podcast and one of my goals for May was to get 100 subscribers on the YouTube channel. And it's been just tick, tick, very slowly. I mean, I think now as of today, and I'll go over today. Today was an interesting day. We're at 65 as of today. But earlier today, we were at 58. So we had quite a few in one day. And I'll tell you why that was. So my big thing with all of this is we've been working really, really hard. And in order to get subscribers, you've got to have a pretty decent video, something that goes semi-viral a little bit, or you know, you get a decent amount of views and people start to want to subscribe and it builds, you know, slowly. So the question is, and the thing to ponder is, if you've ever thought about it, is virality, going viral, is it luck or do you believe there is hard work involved? Because prior to, you know, all of this, I'm like, oh, it's hard work. You just got to push out the videos, get out the videos, but I'll release a video and it'll get zero views. And I go, what am I doing wrong?
Or
some of them will hit.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Lately, they've been not hitting. So today I was thinking about this and I went out in the backyard and I recorded a video and I said, if a YouTube video is made in the forest, will anybody see it? You know, the whole, like if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it? I put it on YouTube with captions and I said, YouTube's algorithms for small YouTube channels. And it got 8,000 views.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
8,000 views. Now that's not viral. Viral is, I think, above 100,000 or something like that. Comments, people commenting on it. And I spent 5 minutes on that video. All the other videos that we work our butt off, you're talking, I mean, an hour on one little short, you know, putting editing in there, really thoughtful, putting a lot of care into it. And it gets nothing. So I trip out on how things go viral and some things don't. You'll see garbage videos go viral. Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I think that has to do with popularity, but also naming, on especially on YouTube, or like TikTok became a thing. So people started putting that on TikTok and those like short things became something. But when you name something, like you named it YouTube something, right? Probably ended up getting searched and just seen.
Well, and it accompanied the thumbnail. So shorts thumbnails are really weird. You can't just, so most of the stuff that I post, I do it through my computer, right? Through online. But you can't apply the thumbnail to the shorts online. You have to do it through your phone. So I've gotten really strategic about how I do the thumbnail, right? So this one, it said YouTube above my head in red and then had, yeah. So I get it. It's a combination of what my thumbnail was and what I called it. But I mean, I'm telling you, we look at some videos and they don't have any good combination. They don't have a caption. They don't have a thumbnail. It just says some stupid something at the bottom and it's like, phew. So yeah. I just wonder, it's a curiosity. I talk to a lot of people about it. You know, I remember Antonio, him and I communicate about that stuff a lot because he has, you know, a YouTube channel and we're like, what is the secret here? We don't get it, right?
I think the comedy behind it is a big part of it, though. You know, when you see something funny, you send it to all your friends.
Yeah.
So I think actually being funny is a big deal. I think that's when you really go viral. It's just new, maybe a combination of physical comedy and just mainstream funniness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Topic probably as well. But I just always curious about that. You can think about that in terms of bands too, right? What makes one band really, really, really popular really quickly, whereas other bands are working their butt off and nothing's happening. And I've been in that those circumstances as well. What makes that band popular? They're not any better than we are, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought you'd
a lot of that is luck, I think. I mean, if we all knew, we'd all have those things down. So
yeah.
What is it? Yes. I don't think any of us can really answer that question. Otherwise, yeah, it would be happening.
Yeah, I really do think it's a weird success code that you have to sit and try to maneuver constantly. You know, you're trying to wiggle your way through it and figure it out, and it's pretty challenging. Is it raining?
I think it might be raining.
Yeah.
We heard some thunder just a minute ago. It scared me for a second there. I was like, "Whoa."
Yeah, when it rains, it's raining. It's raining. It's loud. So yeah, that was my things. I know it's not maybe the craziest subject to talk about or a lengthy subject to talk about, but I'm navigating it every single day going, what works, what doesn't. I legit don't have any clue.
Yeah. Well, I think just keep trying. I think the hard work is part of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're all super funny people.
100%.
I watch our stuff and
it's great.
It would, if somebody else was doing it, I would be listening to it. Cause I think, I don't know. Just like comedy. I like light hearted comedy.
Do you think it's about, okay. So that's why I made the joke about in the middle of the forest, right? Because you're really dependent on their algorithm to say, yeah, let's push this in front of people. Otherwise, nobody's going to see it. So we can sit here and go, well, we think it's funny. We're laughing at it. And I'm not biased either. I think it's funny. This is the type of stuff that I would flip through this all day long. I think it's hilarious. So it's just about finding the same people like us. Where are they? Mm-hmm. Right. How do you find them? You can't knock on their door. You're trusting YouTube to do it for you. So,
and your friends.
And your friends. Yeah. You do need people to support you. Yeah, that's for sure. And you guys do a great job of sharing that stuff. And we just need to do more of it, like push it out in front of people. That's the kind of thing that's you got to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my subject. That's all I had.
That's the things nice. To ponder, huh?
Yeah.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
We were just a minute ago.
We did.
Sort of. Sort of, though.
We did that already? Oh, yeah.
That was then, now is now.
Yeah, so I don't know if you gave it a good ponder, though, David. You know what I mean? I don't know if you really like.
Did you chew on it?
I did. I chewed on it a little bit.
Well, on that note, let's just move on into origin stories. Now, are we gonna guess it, too?
Yes. Like,
okay, cool. Have you ever peeled an origin?
Origin story.
Hey, I'd like to know the origin of that story.
Did you know that every story has an origin to it?
This one time I had an origin and it felt so good.
Origin stories.
So Mindy had an idea. If you guys were able to come out in July, I don't know is there progress on that, by the way? Anything to report?
Yeah, I was looking at flights the other day. We talked to Jake and Trish the other day, who we would also try and stop by and see. Yep. So progress, yes.
Okay, good.
Can I ask why you guys are coming out in July?
Because it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what me and Jason were
saves PTO.
Saying it's like 4 days or something like that for you guys, or five. So.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to figure out a good time. I mean, obviously, July is hot.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, it's hot here, so it's going to be hot wherever we go.
Well, yeah, we don't mind heat.
We used to go to 4th of July. We'd go to Havasu, which was 120.
Yeah, you did.
That's true.
We've been on those trips a couple times. Miserable. See, the thing about Havasu that's a little different. It's kind of the same here, though. You get out of the water, it's so dry, it evaporates off of you. And then you're hot by the time you get to the car. I mean, it's no time at all. You're still a little bit wet here, at least when you get out. It starts to turn into sweat pretty quickly, but.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. It'll be fun. Anyway, well, I mean, we get
back to
Thursday work. Through Sunday off, almost a week and a half. And so, yeah, trying.
Perfect.
Nice. Didn't we all go to Florida for 4th of July?
No, we went in December.
December.
Yeah. Oh, there was just fireworks.
It was New Year's.
New Year's.
New Year's.
Oh.
But back to what I was saying, when you guys come, we want to work on some jingles and you know, obviously record a podcast too. So.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay. Are we ready for origin stories?
Yep.
Okay. So, this food was thought to be brought from people from Italy who came to the United States.
Is it pizza?
Over 2,000 years ago.
Mm.
It is not, it is man-made. It does not grow in the wild.
Hmm. Okay, is it quinoa?
No. Said fruit, right?
Oh, did you say fruit or food?
No, I said food.
Oh, food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's man-made?
It's man-made. Pasta. It's not real. Yeah.
Just pasta?
No, it's broccoli.
Oh. Broccoli.
Broccoli's not real.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's man-made.
We grow it.
I'm growing it.
But it was created by people cauliflower.
Oh, really?
How?
Yeah.
Get into this.
So it's made from crossbreeding cabbage. It's from a certain plant.
Yeah. Yep.
And cauliflower, kale, collard greens, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, they all stem from the Brassica oleracea.
Yep.
They all stem.
That's correct. Because right now I have purple cabbage, green cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli and cauliflower, actually all of them, and they
look very similar.
Cauliflower, am I saying that right? And broccoli look a lot alike. And then the Brussels sprout and the cabbages all look a lot alike.
They do look all the same. It's a trip you go out there, you're like, which one's, how do you know which one's which?
Especially when they're like popping up. Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That looks like I accidentally got a broccoli.
Yeah, they're all like crossbred together, and it all stems from cabbage originally. Cabbage is real, but Brussels sprouts, and it's quickly become the number one vegetable, according to a Green Giant survey. And it's not a GMO. Do you know what a GMO is?
It's genetically modified.
Yeah, so it's not, the genes aren't modified, you know, it's not made in a lab. It was made in the fields and stuff, but it was done by crossbreeding all these different vegetables that did exist into that.
So it's just plant fucking?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Cross-pollination. You got to use bees and all that to make that happen. You remember that place we used to camp at in Pismo? You guys went there recently with Steve and Michelle. It's where the dunes are. Yeah. When you come down from there, there's those crops. Crossing where the horses are. I don't know if there was crops there at that time, but when we went there, there was crops there, and it was broccoli and cauliflower, and it was huge broccoli and cauliflower, big old plants. And one day they were there, the next day they came and they harvested them all. Yeah. It was really cool to see them, you know, as big as they can get. It's pretty wild. Like, we're growing some and they're a little wimpy, you know, they're not like mega broccoli and mega cauliflower. Like,
yeah,
those
sometimes
ones
now that I've been gardening, I'm wondering, like, what are they feeding in our vegetables to make them that big?
They
because they're not hormones. Yeah, they're not normally that big.
Steroids.
Yeah, they are. That they, a lot of people blame cancer on the pesticides and the hormones that are given to animals and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that when somebody mentioned that broccoli was not a real, you know, it was a man-made vegetable. I had never even heard of that. And then she said, yeah, cauliflower too. I'm like, what? This is crazy.
So without us intervening, we wouldn't have those things, is what you're saying.
Correct.
It is real. It is natural. It comes from the ground. It's just
crossbred.
We went into two plants and fucked them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. They called it the Italian asparagus once upon a time. That was the nickname for it.
Really?
And it wasn't really popular in the U.S., like I said, until immigrants from Italy were bringing it over because they loved it so much. And then Americans started using it in their culinary adventures.
That's crazy. Mm. Gorgeous.
One of my favorite pizzas from California Pizza Kitchen has baby broccoli on it. I don't know why I call it baby broccoli. It's kind of sad, really, to call it that.
Broccolini.
I loved it.
Broccolini is
skinny,
not man-made, but it is the cross between, it's actually like an Asian broccoli from Asia. And it's cabbage and Ian Glan or something like that. Don't quote me. And that's what makes broccolini.
No, we're going to quote you. It's going to be a short and we're going to quote you. I think that might be what we have because ours is kind of not, it's not big. It's kind of a little skinny.
My broccoli?
Yeah, your broccoli.
Those are massive plants. It's a little lean.
The plants are, but the fruit that comes off of them, the actual broccoli you eat.
Yeah.
The plants are big, but the broccoli
if you look at them now, it like takes a few times for you to cut them because then they grow up in sort of like the armpit, you know, like when a vegetable sprouts.
Yeah.
And they get bigger and bigger. The ones that I have right now are a little bigger.
And they keep reproducing. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, that was a cool origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to tell David for weeks, but I wanted to share it on the podcast.
Now you know. Well, we'll get into what?
Nothing.
He said weeks.
Weeks. Well, let's get into what's streaming. I don't have a jingle for it. That's one of the ones we need to do.
Okay.
So we started, well, we'll talk about two of them. We started a new one and I started it because Adrian mentioned it on the Honey Badgers podcast. Hmm. It's called Outer Range.
It's on Prime.
We have seen it.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Second season currently.
It's weird.
So weird.
So weird. I was talking about it with him and Steve when we were working out.
Adrian and Steve,
when we were working out, and Adrian's like, "Oh, I do remember that one," and I think that's when we ended up talking about it on the show because Steve started watching it as well.
Now, have you guys finished it?
Yeah,
I mean the second season just came out, so no.
Oh, okay. We haven't finished the second season.
Okay, we're in the first, and I think we're on the fifth episode
of the first season.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys think of it so far? No spoilers, right? We're not doing spoilers.
No spoilers because we're still watching it. But it's weird. It's like this Western take, but I don't know. There's this big hole in the middle of their ranch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
the West Pasture.
Is it? What do you think? Yeah, the West Pasture. Do you think it's like Into the Future thing?
I have no clue, really. I mean, I think it is time travel because he just did the thing. This is going to be a little bit of a spoiler if nobody's seen it, but he did just break this little necklace, has this black powder, and it was all over his hands, and then he saw into the future. So don't really know what's going on yet. I hope it's not like Stranger Things, because Stranger Things, in the sense like this. Not, I don't know. It's the subject matter isn't, but Stranger Things had this really great mystery to it in the first season, and then once you realize what that other world was, I was like, I don't really care anymore. You know, it's kind of like that whole what's in the walls, what is this thing? And then once you found out what it was, you're like, all right, you revealed the monster. Now I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get you.
So I kind of hope that they keep the mystery, although I do want to know the answer, but I guess that's what keeps you coming back. You want to know the answer. And you know how these shows are structured. They give you a lot up front. And then when they get into the middle episodes, it's a lot less they're giving you. You're like, well, you're not giving me anything now. You're giving me all this up front to tease you. Now you're hooked, right? That's a there's a strategy to it.
Yeah.
Well, you said it was the mixture between two things. What was
it? Yeah, I always say, when everyone, I try to tell somebody what it's like, and I say it's Yellowstone and Lost had a baby.
Mm. Ooh.
The show Lost had a lot of like, what is going on in this show? There was all of a sudden a dinosaur. Like there was random stuff that happened
in Lost.
In Lost, yeah. So this is what I'm saying. It's like you're not sure what the hell's going on, and there's so many little things that just keep happening that you're like, what the hell? And it kind of that the mysterious part of it makes you keep coming back. Like I want to know what's going on.
Yeah. Do you guys how do you feel about the show? Are you into finishing it or?
Yeah, I don't think it's been that long.
I gave up on it.
Really?
David would watch it. He kind of watched it. And I'll be there on my phone or I'd be around. And then, she hates you. So I didn't even watch the last few episodes. And then he just kind of filled me in. I was like, okay, just give me the cliff notes.
Well, there's one thing I had said. I don't know how many, like five or six in, I had said something and it ended up coming true, which was, I was like, wow, all right, that's awesome.
Yeah. You could be a screenwriter.
Sweet.
Cool story, bro.
I knew you were going to say that.
I can write this shit.
Yeah. Well, what other shows are you guys streaming?
Well, let me just go back to that one a little bit. Yes, I am locked in. Nothing's been ruined for me, but that's an interesting one to discuss. Maybe at the end, I'll ask you a question about how many shows have been ruined for you and you stopped watching. It doesn't have to be a streaming show, but there's a couple regular shows that we can get into that Mindy's frustrated because I'm like, I'm not watching this crap anymore.
Yeah,
she gets frustrated with me on that. What's the other one that we did finish? And I wish I never watched it. It was a waste of my absolute ever loving time.
So weird. I Love Dick.
It's called I Love Dick. Yeah. It's not is a porno.
Is he a detective?
I knew you did.
No, it's this really weird artsy, series that's on Amazon Prime. I'm sure it was originally somewhere else. I don't think it originally came out on Amazon Prime. It had some really good actors in it. Kevin Bacon's in it. And it was just odd.
A lot of nudity.
So odd. A lot of nudity up for, a lot of nudity.
Guys will love it.
Yeah, we do. We love that.
Yeah, that's our favorite.
But it was just weird. And the way it ended was so weird. And I was like, oh my God, I could have gotten all that time back.
It's funny is that we go back to the Outer Range a little bit. That original first season was in 2022 and they just dropped the second season.
Wow.
Can you imagine watching it when it first came out? How I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been over, but at the same time, you're like, okay, it would have pissed me off the way it.
I think nowadays, speaking of seasons, Yellowstone seems like it's been forever since it's been on. And I know they've had some issues, you know, behind the scenes. But it's just like, God, you know, maybe just because how fast paced seasons are now and the way that we watch them, I think they need to just come out with a complete series and then release, you know, season each.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because
a lot of those shows tend to be ahead because they'll release them one episode at a time while they're filming the next season. And even Yellowstone had done that. And then writing strike, Kevin Costner wanting to leave, all that stuff happened. And I think kind of put a, you know, halt to that production for a minute.
Yeah.
Speaking of Yellowstone, does anybody know why Kevin Costner wanted to leave? Like personal. I heard it was his marriage.
I heard it's because he wanted to do that movie.
Yeah. There's a movie coming out. It's a Western as well that he wanted to work on instead of dealing with working on
Yellowstone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was to be able to work on more things than just Yellowstone. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yellowstone. I mean, he was going through personal stuff as well. So
Yellowstone is the modern day equivalent of Game of Thrones. Like, when's it coming out? What are we doing?
Yeah. Game of Thrones was like that for sure.
Mindy and I talked about some of his personal issues on the Jason and Mindy podcast, and it was his wife who was leaving him because I don't know what the reasons are. You can only speculate, right? Maybe it's because he was too busy. He was always busy. But I think to myself, well, what do you think? Why do you think you have all the things that you have? The man wants to work. Let him work. You knew what you signed up for. I just, that kind of stuff I don't get, you know, when it comes to that breakup. Yeah,
I think it's just like people in the military, people that are away all the time, it's very hard on a relationship. Yeah. And you kind of grow apart from people. And that's why, like, it's like 90% divorce rate in the military. Well, think about how many people in that industry end up divorced.
Yeah. Right.
Especially if they marry somebody that's also in the industry.
Oh, even worse.
Right.
What's streaming for you guys? Enough
Go
about
ahead.
Us.
I don't have anything.
You watch so much stuff.
Well, Will Trent is one of our favorite shows right now.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a detective show. He, you know, he's like, it's like a Columbo or like a Monk type.
Yeah, he's like, you know, super good at
solving
crime, but he's also a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those. It's kind of a, we can call it streaming because we do stream it, but it is a, it's on regular TV.
And it's, one episode a week. So we have to like wait for it.
Is he the guy from the good looking young guy?
No.
From
This Is Us.
From White Collar? Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's Tracker.
Oh, okay.
We do watch that too. That one is just something to be on. But Will Trent has a really cool like background story and then a current, you know, murder or whatever's happening. You know, he's an agent of the CBI. So that's probably the one I really look forward to is Will Trent.
Hmm. We watched 9-1-1, both of them, which... That is a straight up soap opera.
Crazy.
The shit that happens on this show. You're like, these people I would not be a fireman if I had to deal with this or a cop. It's so much happening. They just totally had a thing where they went on a cruise ship and the cruise ship went upside down. I was like, this, there's no way they can have this much happen to them.
Well, you know, that's a spinoff from Grey's Anatomy, and Grey's Anatomy was the same thing. It's still playing.
Yes.
I watch Grey's Anatomy. And it's the same thing. It's like, oh my gosh, how many plane wrecks have these people been on? Or I don't know, it's crazy.
It's so unreal. I'm like, oh my God, if they're going to do like a demon episode next, it seems like that seems like where it's going. Like, I think Days of Our Lives or something like that did that.
Hey.
Watch
your mom.
She would know though. I'm not even sure if that's the one, but there was one of them that my mom watched that was like, all of a sudden this lady was like a demon or something.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
Days of Our Lives.
See?
that was Marlena Evans.
Wow. See?
I didn't know all that. I just remember my mom watching it and she goes, I'm done. And that's what made her stop watching it.
Well, now you
know. What's streaming for you, David? What do you look forward to watching?
Oh man.
To tell our listeners about.
Yeah.
I mean, the big one, you already had said it was Outer Range. But I also watched Mayor of Kingstown. Mm. That's a crazy show. I don't know if you've seen it.
What's it on?
It is on Paramount Plus.
We do not.
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah. He's in it. I didn't know this originally. Watched the whole show. And then like two episodes before ending it, I noticed the writer was the same guy from Yellowstone.
Hmm.
So it's him. I don't know. I'm like, that guy's busy. He just writes all these shows. What the hell?
Yeah, probably has a bunch of ideas. That was a show I watched one and I was like, you can watch this without me.
Yeah, it's like him dealing with, he's not a cop, but he's like dealing political stuff with prison and the people outside the prison. So he's got like the gangs in and out of prison that he has to like try to maintain so they don't get out of control and just cause havoc in the towns.
He's the mayor of Kingstown.
But he's not elected. It's not an elected thing.
So
we shall see.
Did you hear that he almost died?
Yeah, Jeremy that's what Reiner? Made that show. The second season didn't happen because of that. He's still recovering, as far as I know.
Yeah, he got ran over by his own.
Oh, tracker,
snowblower, or snow grader.
Somebody else was about to get run over, and he saved somebody.
His nephew or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, wild.
Look at this freaking Avenger.
What'd you say?
I said, look at this Avenger. He was in the Avengers.
Oh, okay.
He was a superhero.
Lost me at Avenger. So what shows have you, I mean, you don't need to go through the entire list. I'll give you a few examples. What shows have you given up on? So we like, it's not a streaming show, but we like Survivor. We've been watching that forever.
I was just going to say, that's
love that
was
show.
Mine that I'm really bummed it's over because this season was
great season.
Outstanding.
We
it's
also,
over?
Yeah, the season.
Just the
over.
Season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do a couple seasons a year, like mm-hmm. 2-3 a year. And then we watch American Idol, but we used to watch The Voice, and I just can't watch it anymore.
Since Blake Shelton left, it's just...
Hate it.
It's not great.
I hate it. I don't know if you've ever watched it. I liked... So Blake left, and then they brought Reba on. Don't care. They used to have Niall Horvick. Horvick? Is that it?
Horan?
Horan. Niall Horan on, and Horvick.
He's renaming him. Hey,
you want some cheese?
It's an old co-worker of ours, inside joke. Anyway, Niall, I liked him. He was great on the show. He had great character. They had this year, what's the duo? Dan and Shay.
Oh, Dan and Shay.
Which
one is fantastic singer? Is it Shay or
Shay?
Oh my god, that guy can sing.
It's great. Yeah. He's great, but I just couldn't. That's one I quit on. I mean, he's like, let's just get. I'm like, no, I don't. I am not watching this garbage TV anymore. Yeah. The other reason is tell me, other than, oh my God, I'm not going to mess myself up because I can't name drop right now. Tell me one star that's come out of that show.
Out of The Voice?
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
That's it. And Morgan Wallen, but he didn't even make it into the finals. I don't think he even made it to the live shows.
Wow. Yeah, probably not.
So one person that you've heard of that it's, why does anybody even audition for that show?
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
American Idol.
I want to, but
yeah, I wouldn't do that show. I'd do American Idol, but
the girl that won the 2023 uh-huh. Australian Voice was freaking amazing.
So good.
I was shocked how good this girl was. And singing, I'm like, wow.
But she at one time was a professional singer.
Yeah, she was one of the judges' backup singer.
Yeah.
But where
so
is she
was
now?
In the business.
Yeah. So she won it last year for Australia. She's amazing. I haven't heard of her since, you know, no. If her album comes out. Taryn?
Yeah.
Taryn something?
Taryn Stokes. Strokes.
Stokes? I think it was Stokes.
You know what would be really fun to do is if I can make the time to edit is see who has the squeakiest chair, David or Jason.
I think it's me.
That'd be a fun little edit. All right. Well, let's get into Herb and Hib and Harry.
Ooh.
Yes.
Herb and Hib and Harry. And you know what? Don't even care if Minnie doesn't like it.
Okay.
No, I don't not dislike
it. Herb and Hib and Harry.
Herb and Hib and Harry. All right.
Urban Dictionary, for those who are watching for the first time, like, what are these gibberish words?
Urban Dictionary.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, if someone's new to watching this, like, what is this? I don't know. What the human have me?
Yeah.
This is where I will, or any of us who has it, will throw out a word, right, Steph? And you guys try and guess it.
Yep.
What it means.
What yep. it means.
Meaning.
From Urban Dictionary, correct?
Can you see my thing?
Nope.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. The first word up is glossy taco.
Mm. <Mm-mm>.
Glossy taco. Anybody want to give it a shot?
Mm.
I got it.
All right.
That's
all
you,
right, David.
You pull out while you're having sex you just bust right on the outside of it and you gloss that shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Glossy taco. All right.
That's why I laughed, because that was the first thing that popped in my head.
So many moms just turned us off in the minivan.
Yes, if you have children, please
close
their ears.
Fast forward.
This
I think it's when you get waxed. And right after the, you know, if a lady is taking care of herself and waxing down there, they usually.
Do they buff while they're down there? Why is it glossy?
Well, they do. They give you like a, no, they give you, you know, like a oil after a night, aloe vera or whatever for the irritation.
I thought they take one of those buffers, just throw it on there for a second.
That's what you thought?
Yeah.
That's what you thought?
Get out
of here.
Hence.
Glossy now.
Stephanie, a glossy taco.
It's like aftershave.
All right.
For your business, lower business. I'm going to go with, since Mindy's bringing this up, I'm going to go with maybe how Mindy defines her nethers after working in the garden in the middle of summer.
Oh my God.
Yes.
All righty then.
Little bit of swass, little bit of glossy taco.
Yeah. Boy, I got a glossy taco.
The swass might have contributed.
All right, so Jason thinks it's swass.
Yeah, swass.
Swass. Stephanie thinks it's a little
aloe vera
glow after a good wax job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And David thinks it's something gross after sex.
Yeah, nuts. No, skeet.
Another, like nuts. You know, skeet on the outside.
Another word probably.
A little toaster strudel on the outside.
Little skeet shooting.
It is actually, you would all be wrong. It's slang used in the nail art world, meaning glossy top coat.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like shortened. It's a shortened word.
So here's the sentence. Add a nice thick coat of glossy taco, then let that dry because we're going to add nail vinyls next.
Okay, so hang on a minute. This reminds me of the episode of The Office where, oh my God, forget it, because I'm going to butcher his name. I don't know what's wrong with my name. Is it late? I don't have names in my head. He wanted to shorten words. Top coat, taco.
Yeah.
Soups.
What are you saving on that? What are you saving on that?
Anyway. Time.
Yeah.
Totes my goats.
Taco. All right, next word. Slurp. Spell S-L-E-R-P. Slurp.
Slurp. David?
That's the correct way to eat a juicy burger.
Ooh, like that.
Because the Thousand Island, especially from In-N-Out for people who know, or like a real juicy burger, and as you're eating it, you gotta, and so you get the flavor.
It's the most annoying sound in the world.
You gotta slurp it.
David's a
hoot. She does that shit.
I do it.
It's gross.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Jason, what do you got? You got something over there?
Yeah, your brain, your wheels.
You look
turning.
Like you're pondering something.
I would say it's the thing like when you're chewing gum and like you're walking along and it starts to fall out and you suck it back up. Ew. That's a slurp.
Slurp.
Slurp. That's all I got. Slurp.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
I think it's I don't have anything gross for this one, or I could, but
oh darn.
You could.
It's when you go to 7-Eleven, instead of getting a Slurpee now, they call it a slurp.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, it's just water.
Again, you would all be wrong.
Oh dang.
It is to drool in your sleep to generate exceptionally long drops of spit connecting the corner of your mouth with the puddle around your pillow.
I was going to say something like that too. Don't say it, Stephanie. Oh, were you?
Were you now?
But I really was. I was like, I was going to go, oh, it's something when you sleep and you suck your spit back in when you're sleeping. Dang it, I should have said it. Oh, well.
All right. Nobody's winning so far.
Nobody.
All right. Last one. Cow poke.
I know what this one is. I legit know what it is. Yeah.
I think it's beef tartare. You guys know what beef tartare is?
Would you mind elaborating?
Well, like fish poke or pokey, right? It's that raw fish in a bowl with seaweed and some.
Oh.
This and what did I say? Cow tartare?
Yeah.
Beef tartare?
Beef tartare.
Beef tartare. Yeah, so beef tartare is also cow poke.
Okay.
It's raw.
It's a raw beef, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh. All right.
People eat that. They eat it. Watch Top Chef.
What I think it is somebody that's single that decides that they're going to get with that cow.
The big girl?
Gross.
The big girl.
A cow poke.
It could be. Oh, yeah, I like that even better.
Oh, you actually meant a cow.
Yeah.
Now I'm the asshole. Yeah.
I
like that.
I wasn't calling a woman fat. I was talking a legit cow.
Right.
And
so
this,
was
this,
I.
This sick ass fool was hard up.
People do goats.
Ugh.
Oh.
Gross. So gross.
It's Bakersfield.
Well, I know what it is. It is actually, and I would have gotten two right if I would have went with my, oh, would you? My other one. it's cowboys and cowgirls. They hang out and they're usually living in some small town in Texas. They're cowpoke.
Wow. Okay. I like that.
That's what it is.
You guys are all wrong again.
Dang. What?
Yeah.
It's slang, Jason. You got to remember it's urban hymenhead.
Jason would probably be the closest. What it is it's a lazy cowboy who neglects their duties on a farm or ranch. A cowpoke.
So it's a pokey cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It had several other meanings, but I just put the first one, the top one. So, and that, guys, is your urban
Nobody won.
Dictionary.
It's usually Mindy wins.
She does.
I'm pretty good.
She was hosting this time. Well, let's get into our draft.
Mindy. Can I take a gander or guess at who I think won this?
Sure.
I think Mindy did.
You're talking about who won the last draft, which was
the deserted island.
Well, let's go over the choices.
Yeah, so top three items you want in a deserted island, mm-hmm. if you have to go there.
So number one was a sword, a first aid kit, and a Dutch oven. I believe that was David. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number two was a long, what do you call that thing?
Spear.
Spear, that's right. And a small skewer.
Yeah, another spear.
And a gallon jug of SPF.
Yep.
Where's my German Shepherd?
So I just, okay, so let me explain. So I have a template that has three things on it. And and I didn't push this out until Saturday or Sunday because mm-hmm. I'd forgotten about it. I'm like, I don't have time.
So we lost our fourth.
So we lost our fourth. Sorry. I apologize.
David was Flint. No, this is Jason. Jason was Flint, a machete, and a guitar. And then mine was solar light, axe, and tent.
Yeah, I think Mindy won. I think the guitar, threw everybody off.
Yeah, hindered it.
So, scores?
I thought the guitar was a great idea.
Scores.
But
David and Stephanie got zero. I'm sorry.
Damn.
And Jason got two.
Travis Mullins was one of them. I know that.
And I got a whopping 9.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Landslide victory.
Yeah. So
nice.
Would anybody like to hear the comments?
Absolutely. We'd love to hear the comments.
All right. First up, Kathleen Mahoney. You always make this so hard. I'd have to say number 4 and hope I can find Flint and a slow moving animal because I had an axe on there.
Right.
Douglas LeClear said number 3. And then I think the, I didn't write down what yours actually said, but I think you asked them what they would have picked if.
Yeah.
So some of these people commented on what they would have picked from our choices.
Right.
And so, Doug said he would have picked, he picked number 3, but he would have picked Flint, axe, and first aid kit.
Combination of a couple of those.
Yeah. Tracy said number 4, and she also said she would have picked a flint, axe, and Dutch oven.
So, that's some good picks in there.
Angie Gleason said number 4, the basic necessities already bundled up in this one, but 3 is a close runner-up.
Thank you.
Jessica Castillo, is that
how you say it? Castudio.
Castudio. She said number 1 makes the most sense, but she goes, it's 4, though. So who was number 1?
Number 1 was
David. Oh, that was David.
With the sword.
Shaper.
Yeah.
Paula Galbraith, she said, number 4, I'm going to need that tent to keep the critters off me. Yep. And I so agree.
Smart.
Miss Carol Chappell said number 4, but I think with any of the choices, I would be doomed.
Yeah.
Jody Daimler said number 4, but my 3 picks would be tent, flint, and machete.
Machete.
Machete. Is that how you say it?
It's machete. Machete.
I was trying to say it the way you say it. Yeah. Okay, Carol Spencer said, well, if I was on Survivor, it would be 3.
Yep.
But since I enjoy the comforts of life, I'll take 4. And then Travis Mullins said, number 3 for me, fire is essential. My top 3 picks would be Flint, Machete, and Dutch Oven. I'll be boiling some drinkable water while everyone is dying of thirst in their tent. Wow, Travis. And Miss Tina Greenwood said number 4. She got hers in. She just slid it into me just right before we started.
Slid.
Oh.
But we do appreciate it.
That's weird.
Yeah. You're doing Bob and now.
Oh, right. Yes. Call back.
Yikes, Mindy.
Let's just do them all, you know?
Whore.
There it is. All right.
So this week we're drafting. Okay, so this is where we need to get some clarity on what we mean by board games. Do they have to be Candyland? Do they? I mean, things like that? Can or can it just be
any game?
Family games. Can it be that?
Yeah, table games.
Just table games. Yeah, games you.
Yeah, tabletop game.
Yeah, tabletop game.
Not video games, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Perfect.
So I'm gonna.
So Mindy
be writing
goes first.
Okay, I do.
Which way did it snake last? I went Stephanie. So that means it goes to me first, right? No. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I goes win. To me yeah. first. Okay. Yeah. After Mindy.
Okay. So the first one up. So this we are picking board games. Yeah. If we didn't already say that. And my first one is going to be, I'm going to go with Cards Against Humanity.
That's pretty good.
Good game.
I'm going to go with Mexican Train.
Okay. Now I'm going to be writing these down. So
you're a good typer. You'll be all right.
I'm going to go with Blind Draw. Blind Draw. Is that right?
Yeah, what are you going
with, Jade? Blind Draw.
Blank Slate.
Blank Slate.
What am I getting hit for? I don't I'm trying to help you out. You ask me a question, so I yeah, lean
you
into.
You don't need to be looking at my sheet.
Yeah, don't cheat.
What did you say?
I said Mexican Train.
Oh, you sucker.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on, everybody. Mindy's typing.
No, go ahead next. I'll
just and then Stephanie got Blind Draw.
Okay.
No, it's called Blank Slate. Sorry. Oh,
blank
I didn't
slate.
Remember.
Blank Slate? I've never even heard of that. What's that?
It's really good. It's fun.
You guys have to get it.
Okay.
It's a great. Anybody who likes, you know, just sitting around the table having playing some games, Blank Slate is really good. Easy to play.
Okay. We'll look it up. See, not only are we drafting things, but we're informing people of cool games that they may not have yeah. heard of. David?
Okay. I don't remember the name of this game, but we played it where you have to put headphones on and then the person has to like say the word and you're trying to guess it.
Speak
lip reading?
It's called Speak Up.
What is it? Speak Up. I like that one.
Speak Out, right?
Speak Out. Maybe it's yeah. Speak Out. Speak Up.
That one.
Speak Out. Okay. I'll find
I
it.
I think Jason we told me I wasn't allowed to play that. Jason 86 to me from that game.
I did really well at that game, if I remember right. Anyway. And then my next one is, oh man, what was I going to pick?
You wrote it down.
Drunk Sorry.
What is it called? Drunk Sorry?
Drunk Sorry.
So the game of Sorry, but drunk.
Okay.
You're the drinking version of Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I invented it, and this fool just took it.
Not cool.
You play Sorry, but you know when you get the Sorry card and you send somebody back to their home?
Everybody drinks.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. The person who, the two people, the one who kicked them back to home and the one who gets kicked to home, they cheers and they take a drink.
Okay, so the thing is this a commonly known... David, are you planning on losing is what I'm asking you.
Well, everybody knows the game is Sorry.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Although I am the champion. I win that game every time for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, Drunk Sorry.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote it down. Yep.
I'm with you.
I like, because Stephanie did it last week. I thought it was quite comical. What she wrote.
Oh, yeah, the spear
and the... Skewer. And a tiny knife.
Would you call it Russian doll?
Small tiny knife.
Yeah, Russian doll spear collection. Mm-hmm.
That was the name of the podcast. When I saw that, I died.
Yeah.
Literally died.
We were listening to it in the car driving to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie wasn't really paying attention. I'm driving. I go, did you see the name of the podcast? And she looks up and starts cracking up.
Okay, so he took my... I was just going to say sorry because nobody knows what drunk sorry is, but that's fine. Chess.
Okay. That's a classic game.
I like chess. Not a lot of people do, but...
It's a good one.
Also not allowed to play it.
Really? Right. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
I've never played it.
I don't play anybody.
We have like 5 chess sets in this house and nobody plays.
All right, my next one, and I don't know if it's a well-known one, but I first played it with the Treybolds and loved it. You. Code Names.
You took my...
I'm not looking. She thinks I'm looking at her. She thinks it's all in my dome. Uh-huh. I've been hit twice this podcast.
Man, all right, now I got to figure out. Okay.
I don't even write it down.
Let's go with, how about gestures?
That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
And I got to do it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now you've got your last pick.
And I'm going to go with, let's do another classic. How about life?
Hmm.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Good game and good cereal.
You're right. All
right. Cinnamon Life, yeah.
And Cinnamon Life.
Yep, the classic.
All right, David.
Nope, me. Oh. I'm last. I'm going to go Yahtzee.
That's a good one. Okay.
Nice.
Yahtzee's mm-hmm. fun.
Yahtzee. This is also a game that you may not have heard of, but it's called the voting game.
Okay.
And it's where everybody is a certain number, right? So you'd be 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then you read a card and everybody secretly votes for who that card reminds them of. Or, you know, it'll say, you know, who's most likely to get arrested this year? Mm. And so, like, you guys would all put Stephanie, you know, so.
It's true.
But, yeah, you vote for who you think of the whatever the question is. It's a really fun game and it kind of teaches you a lot about each other.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Voting game.
I'm going to go Zombicide.
Trying to get the nerd vote.
I mean, it's not really a big heard of game, but it's so much fun. I like that game.
What's it called?
Yeah. Zombie and then side, kind of like suicide, but zombie side.
Okay.
Yeah.
A runner-up would be left, right, center. That's pretty fun, too.
All right, that's it. So do you want me to go over them?
Yep, recap.
Awesome,
ma'am. All right, recap. Mindy has Cards Against Humanity, Gestures, and Life. Jason has Mexican Train, Code Names, and Yahtzee. David has Speak Out, Drunk, Sorry, and Zombie Side. Stephanie has Blank Slate, Chess, and The Voting Game.
Nice. Good job, everybody. Let's see who wins. I want to thank everybody who voted. That's awesome of you to do that. We got a lot of votes this time. Very good reception to that. So hopefully we'll get the same next week. And that about concludes it. We got a cheers at the end, so stay tuned for that. The last one was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Turned into an interesting conversation, which turned into a really fun short that I made. I think I made it today, actually.
It was great.
But that concludes the Difference Between Us podcast. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit LowTreeStudios.com for more great podcasts. We will see you guys next week. David, send us off. By the way, we're going to hang out. You guys, we'll see you next week. But David, what you got?
All right. So my cheers is sugar in the bowl, coffee in the cup, poke in their butt. You won't knock her up.
Oh, wow.
Cheers.
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 Talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.